Wagawani. My name is Camille. Do you know what Wagawani means? The word is from the Dorrigal language that is spoken in Yuin country, and it means hello and goodbye. Let's say Wagawani together. Wagawani. There's a light breeze today in the Yuin country, and the bush is showing signs of changing. It's the perfect time to explore. Let's go on a bushwalk together. We'll use our imaginations to visit a special place in Yuin country called Wreck Bay. We'll use our ears to listen to the music Auntie Brenda composed when she was thinking about Wreck Bay. And we'll learn stories from Uncle Noel about the way Aboriginal people used to live there a long time ago. With Auntie Brenda's music and Uncle Noel's stories, we're going to explore the seasons. There's so much noise in the bush. All the birds are in their nests, keeping their eggs safe. Baby birds are calling for their mums. The plover bird makes her nest on the ground. She needs to protect her babies in the nest, so she calls out loudly to warn us to watch where we step. Bit up, bit up. Watch out so you don't step on a nest. The plover bird is special to Auntie Brenda, so she wrote this music for it. Listen for the flute and the clarinet making the plover's call. Bit up, bit up. Listen.
Kura, kuri. Kura, kuri.
The wind spirit has called up Banunj, a wind that comes from the northeast, to tell us a change in season is coming. But Uncle Noel already knows a change is coming because the bush is bursting with colour and all the birds are calling, "Come on out, it's time to renew the whole land." How does the land renew and grow new leaves and flowers? When there's rain, bana, the slow fires that have been burning during winter stop burning and produce ash from the fallen leaves. The soft grey ash and leaves from the fire mix in with the rain and sink down into the soil to make healthy food for the gum trees. And then the bush comes alive again. That's something pretty amazing about gum trees. They can be burned in a fire, but they always come back to life again, bursting with new green leaves and blossoms. Fire is important in the cycle of bush life. I wonder what season Mother Earth is telling us we're in now. Lots of flowers, new leaves, and singing birds. It's springtime, a time of birth and renewal. Will you help me call the spirit of springtime in Auntie Brenda's music? Let's whisper. Gambambara. Can you clap your hands along with the clapsticks? Clapsticks are a traditional Aboriginal instrument made from wood. They sound just like clapping hands, don't they? Let's call the spring spirit again. Yeah. Now you can hear the low piano notes. They sound different to the usual piano sound. Zubin, the pianist, is playing with one hand on the low notes and his other hand is muting the string part of the piano. He's stopping the vibration of the strings so the note sounds short. It makes a happy, bouncy, and groovy sound, kind of like that happy feeling we get when we're walking through the bush in springtime. It sounds like our call to the spirit of spring is working. Get ready to call again. Well done, everyone. We called the spirit of spring. Could you feel it all light and breezy in Arnie Brenda's music?
Yeah, me too.
Nice. Let's go bushwalking in spring together again soon. Balawani!
Classic Kids, Music for the Dreaming is an ABC Classic, ABC Kids Listen and Sydney Opera House co-production. It was produced in collaboration with composer and Yuin woman, Brenda Gifford, and Yuin elder and educator, Noel Butler. Find Classic Kids, Music for the Dreaming on the ABC Kids Listen app. In the next episode, we'll predict the weather by looking at the moon.